The word is Maverick. In the world of words, it's a star. James Garner was Maverick in the TV Western. Tom Cruise was Maverick in Top Gun. Senator John McCain's nickname is Maverick. And in Texas, of course, we have the world champion Dallas Mavericks. The word means one who shuns custom, the lone wolf, an independent thinker. Those are the more symbolic meanings of Maverick, but most people know that the word's original meaning referred to unbranded cattle. Any cow that was unbranded was a Maverick. But what fewer people know is that the original herd of unbranded cattle that launched the expression was owned by a man named Samuel Maverick. Ironic that his failure to brand his cattle branded his name in perpetuity. Some say that this was his clever means of claiming all unbranded cattle as his own. There's another unbranded calf, that's mine. Not true. The fact of the matter is that Sam was not all that interested in ranching. He was a land baron, a real estate investor. He was more interested in acquiring land than actively farming or ranching it. I think it's a shame that Samuel Maverick became famous for his unbranded cattle, because there are dozens of far more impressive ways that he demonstrated his Maverick nature. As a rich lawyer in South Carolina with a degree from Yale, everybody in the Maverick clan expected young Sam would take over his father's family business, but he didn't. He said that he was going to Texas to seek his fortune. He arrived in San Antonio in 1835 as the winds of war were blowing. No one was buying land then because no one was sure they could hold on to it. Sam bucked that trend. He jumped in quickly and bought huge tracts of land around San Antonio and further east along the Brazos River. He quickly became a trusted and admired man in San Antonio and joined the Alamo Militia. In fact, he would have died at the Alamo had he not been selected by his fellow volunteers to sign the Texas Declaration of Independence as their representative. He risked his life along with 59 other Texans by the act of signing what Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna considered a treasonous document. After independence was won, Samuel Maverick served as mayor of San Antonio, again putting a target on his back as a leading citizen of a rebellious city. 6 years after independence, Santa Anna struck again. He sent General Adrian Wall to rattle his saber in San Antonio and kill all those who took up arms against him. Maverick organized a resistance on the roof of the Maverick building. It was comprised of 53 men. Though they killed 14 and wounded 27 in the initial skirmish, they were soon surrounded by 900 Mexican troops and were forced to surrender. Wall did not carry out orders to execute them, probably because they were more valuable alive. Wall instead took many of these prominent Texans as prisoners and marched them back 1,000 brutal miles to Perote prison in Mexico. Sam and friends were put into dark cells, chained together, and subjected to forced labor. After a couple of months of this, Sam was told that Santa Anna would offer him his freedom in exchange for signing a document saying that Texas had been illegally seized and should be returned to Mexico. Now, lesser men might have taken the deal, but Maverick refused. He wrote, "I cannot bring myself to think that it would be in the best interest of Texas to reunite with Mexico. I cannot sacrifice the interest of my country even to obtain my liberty. Still less can I say so when such is not my opinion, for I regard a lie as a crime, and one which I cannot commit. I must therefore make up my mind to wear my chains." His release was finally negotiated by General Waddy Thompson, a family friend who was also trusted by Santa Anna. When Sam left prison, he took with him the chains that had bound him all those long months as a lifelong reminder of the incalculable value of freedom. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.